I'm joined by Reem Turkmani, spokesperson for the Building the Syrian State, an internal opposition movement inside Syria. Reem, we've just had this announcement that Moaz al-Khatib is going to hold talks with Russia, the US and the UN in Munich tomorrow. What's your take on that?
I think this is a very positive step. I hope some consensus will come out of it, because we're talking about major blocs that are involved in this conflict since it has been internationalized. And reaching an international consensus on one solution in Syria remains essential for any solution to really work. As long as the regime feels that it's backed by Russia and China and the BRICS countries, it's going to remain strong and it's going to continue the killing and its atrocities without fearing any serious response from the international community.
Now, Moaz al-Khatib this week said he was willing to talk to the Assad regime. He got a lot of criticism from opposition figures. What's your approach to talks with the regime?
What Moaz proposed was a direct dialogue with the regime. He put it as a personal initiative, not part of a political plan, not backed by political forces, and that's its weakness. However, we support the direction he is taking, which is recognizing the strong presence of this regime, and at the end of the day, if we want to reach a solution, we have to either have a dialogue or negotiations with the regime. We think the right approach is to talk about indirect negotiations with a mediator like an Ibrahimi team or any other, let's say, neutral mediator. The negotiations have to be part of a concrete political plan with clear action points. It has to be backed by the international community. There has to be a consensus in the international community about this plan. And it has to be backed by political forces, not just by people, because for any plan, you need those who are able to deliver it, to take it forward. And it's not going to be individuals. It's going to be political forces who are active on the ground in Syria.
So was it a mistake to offer dialogue at this stage on those terms?
On these terms, the way he put it, maybe it was wrong. However, it's not wrong to talk about dialogue now. It's the reality. What's pushing us to say this is the bitter reality of what's happening in Syria, the extremely critical situation, the misery and the suffering of the people. We have to realize that this regime is there, is still strong, you know, and you know, it's still killing. So it means it's still strong. It has the power to kill and destroy. And you need to negotiate with this regime.
As I say, Khatib was heavily criticized for calling for dialogue. Do you think he can survive as leader of the coalition?
Yes, I think he can. However, I don't know whether the coalition is going to survive, because yesterday they had a meeting for their political committee and they said that they are happy to negotiate for the departure of the regime. Before, their line was, we will only engage in negotiations if the Assad leaves, meaning that the departure of the Assad is the condition for them to sit on the table. Right now, they rephrased it so that the departure of the regime is the aim of the negotiations and not the condition of the negotiations. And that is the crucial change, the most important change.
Why don't you as an organization now join the coalition?
We have not been asked to join the coalition. The coalition worked under the umbrella of particular international forces. We think this is wrong. We don't want to be the Russians' opposition, neither the Americans' opposition. We want to be the Syrian opposition, because the solution is going to be Syrian. We do need the Russians, we do need the Americans, we need all the international community, but we don't need We don't want to belong to a particular bloc. So it's crucial to be neutral and keep it equal distance from everybody on that front. There were many questions about the coalition and the first plans it proposed when it was announced. So even if we were asked, no, we wouldn't have joined. However, right now, they are taking the directions which we proposed a year and a half ago when Building the Syrian State was launched in September 2011. We put a political plan saying, and that was, remember, back then there was no violence. We said the demonstrations alone are not going to be able to overthrow the regime. The regime is not going to be able to stop this uprising. The only solution will be negotiations to enter a transitional period at the end of which this regime will be removed.
Do you think the coalition's change of stance and these talks at the weekend make a political settlement a bit more likely now?
I think the settlement is a bit more likely. I think one reason they changed their line is that the Geneva meeting for the Syrian opposition, in which a big bloc of the Syrian opposition, which refuses violence as a solution to the conflict, have gathered and they made an announcement saying that they do want to have indirect negotiations with the regime to reach a solution for Syria. If this did not happen, I don't think the coalition would have spoke about negotiations.
Do you think the Russians can persuade the Assad regime to enter genuine negotiations?
Yes, I do think so, yes. But they can only do so if they have the rest of the international community behind them. The Russians don't have the power we imagine they have over this regime. They support him, but their ability to persuade the regime to enter negotiations or not is a bit limited. However, when they come to this regime and say, listen, we have the U.S., the European Union, the rest of the international community behind us on this negotiation plan, then yes, I'm sure the regime will comply. Right now, the regime is exploiting the split in the international community, and we should remain all united together on one negotiation plan so that the regime doesn't find a way out but the negotiations.
Okay, Reem, thanks very much.
You're welcome.